Well, today the Ontario government announced new measures to cool the hot housing market, especially in the Greater Toronto Area. And the province also plans to introduce legislation it says will protect tenants from big rent hikes. Here's Housing Minister Chris Ballard speaking at Queen's Park earlier today.
Ontario's Fair Housing Plan will help stabilize housing costs, bringing consistency to the province's rental housing market and strengthening protection for tenants. At the first possible opportunity, we will introduce legislation that, if passed, will expand rent control to all private rental units, including those built after 1991, to keep rental housing affordable. This will strengthen protection for tenants against sudden and dramatic rent increases and deliver the predictability and affordability that families rightly expect. At the same time, we want landlords to be able to invest in and maintain their properties so that individuals and families can enjoy them for years to come. Under our proposed amendments, landlords will continue to have the predictability and flexibility to negotiate starting rents based on current market rates, both with new tenants and when units become vacant. Both tenants and landlords will also benefit from our proposal for a new standard lease, a valuable resource that would bring consistency to the rental housing system for everyone participating in it. A standard lease will help all parties know their rights and responsibilities. It will also make renting easier for small landlords who are expanding rental options for Ontarians within their homes, but who don't have a team of people behind them to manage technical challenges like leases.
That was Ontario's Housing Minister Chris Ballard. Now, currently, landlords are free to increase the rent as much as they want on units built or first occupied after 1991. But if the government passes new legislation, it would mean all rental units, no matter when they were built, will be subject to rent increase guidelines set yearly by the province. These guidelines are based on the Consumer Price Index. This year, the rent increase limit was set at 1.5%, though in some cases, landlords can get an exception to raise rents higher than that. Victor Menashe is president of the Ottawa Real Estate Investors Organization, which represents 400 real estate investors and landlords in the area, and he's joining us today in the studio. Hi.
Great to be here.
Now, rent control sounds like could be on the way for all rental units in Ontario. What goes through your mind when you hear that?
I think it's a terribly misguided initiative. Frankly, it's treating the symptom rather than treating the root cause of the problem. The reason rents are going up, it's because prices are going up to acquire properties. And the biggest cost is, in fact, the mortgage payment for the property owner. So it's kind of like saying, doctor, I've got a headache, so we're going to put a price cap on aspirin to solve the problem. That's not the root cause. It's a Band-Aid. And unfortunately, it's ultimately going to hurt the very people they desire to protect. The net result will be if landlords are losing money, which many of them are, they're going to take those properties off the market, sell them. There's many people coming into the Toronto market, and there's a ready market for buyers. Not the case in Ottawa, but certainly in the Toronto market, we're going to see rental stock disappear from the market.
Not the case in Ottawa, but do you think it could come to Ottawa?
Ottawa is a different market. We have almost a year of inventory of condos in the market, and about a quarter of condos, newly built condos, are in fact being purchased by investors. They're not being owner-occupied. So most of the new rental stock in Ottawa and in Toronto is in fact coming from that class of condos. You know, there are very few purpose-built apartment buildings over the last 20 years because the numbers are very difficult. The numbers don't make sense. So most of the new rental stock is condos.
The province wants to cap the yearly increase for rent increase at 2.5%. Could you break down what that means to your bottom line as a landlord to give our listeners an example?
Absolutely. If I just use myself as a personal example, when I started renting property as a landlord here in Ottawa, I was making about $150 a month in net positive cash flow. I've kept my rent increases something in the range of about 1.5-2% a year. That amounts to about $25 a month increase over each year. And today I'm minus $250 in cash flow on a monthly basis. So even with that, if I was to keep pace with quote unquote the consumer price index, I'm losing money year over year because the real costs are going up much faster than the consumer price index, which is a basket of different goods and services: hydro, taxes, insurance, utilities. All those things have actually led inflation. They are not lagging inflation.
Are you a typical landlord? I mean, we do hear stories from Toronto in particular where some landlords are doubling rent, literally doubling rent.
That to me seems like an excess. That seems like an abuse, and that shouldn't be happening. At the end of the day, I think most landlords are responsible. If the market will really bear those types of rents, then I kind of say, well, go for it. But in reality, I don't think that the demand is that, certainly the demand is not that strong in Ottawa. Maybe it's that strong in Toronto because they're continuing to add 80,000 new residents a year, but in Ottawa, that's certainly not the case.
Now, we heard Minister Ballard say that landlords will be able to negotiate charging whatever they want for rent when they've got new units and when units become vacant. He says that that will give landlords flexibility and predictability. Do you see it that way?
No, I think Minister Ballard has a point. You know, if someone has got a tenant for 25 years and they're locked in with that tenant, that could be a problem. But generally, the turnover is much higher than that. We typically don't see those types of long-term tenants. At least that, in my experience, tenancies are shorter in tenure, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, and so as that turnover takes place, then there is opportunity to come back in pace with the market.
The province's housing plan also includes creating a standard lease form that landlords and tenants can use, which the province says would benefit small landlords in particular. How needed do you think that standard lease is?
I think that would be actually a good move in general. You know, the Landlord-Tenant Act is a very large, complex document, and when a landlord drafts a lease that's not in compliance with the Landlord-Tenant Act, the Landlord-Tenant Act wins. So by having a standard lease that comprises more of the essential elements of the Residential Tenancies Act, I think that will be a benefit both to landlords and tenants. I think that's a good thing.
Now, Ontario also wants to tighten the rules that apply to landlords evicting tenants when they want to use a rental unit for themselves or for a family member. The province wants to make sure tenants are adequately compensated if they're asked to vacate the apartment under this rule. What do you think of this move? Is that necessary?
There probably have been abuses where a landlord says, I want to now owner-occupy, and then 30 days later they turn around and put it back on the market, which is clearly an abuse. That shouldn't be happening. I don't think what the market needs is a new set of rules. I think it just needs tighter enforcement of the existing rules. If I, as a landlord, know that, you know, my taxes are going to get audited, for example, if I've owner-occupied a property that was previously rented, I'm going to think twice about playing games like that because then I'm potentially committing tax fraud as well. I think the focus should be on enforcement as opposed to making it more difficult for a property owner to do what they should be able to do with their own property.
Now, the province also wants to make changes to the Landlord-Tenant Board, which is the body that tenants and landlords can go to if they have to resolve disputes. The province wants to make the process fairer and easier, they say. From your perspective as a landlord, how could Ontario make this board better?
Certainly, the board has favored tenants overwhelmingly over the last number of years. There's a lot of procedural mechanisms that tenants can use to delay proceedings and things like that. And so the professional tenants out there can often delay the process 6-8 months, even longer. Meanwhile, the landlord is dealing with an economic vacancy. They've got a tenant in their place, but getting no rent for that time period, that can be extremely painful from a financial perspective. And they need to definitely make the process more fair, more balanced, and in particular, make it swifter to get a judgment. Time is the one thing that is the most valuable here. So if they can streamline the process and take it from taking months to potentially weeks, that would be very, very good thing.
Let's look into the future a bit. 10 years down the road, if these changes go into effect, what do you think the rental landscape is going to look like here in Ottawa?
If you look at other jurisdictions where there have been rent controls introduced, and I'm thinking principally about markets in the United States, rent control properties generally are less desirable. They're not as well maintained, and that's usually not where tenants want to go. If their only focus is paying the minimum amount of rent, yeah, they'll go for that. But if they want a place that's livable, that's really meeting housing standards, rent control properties are not the place to go. And we've seen that in multiple jurisdictions all across the United States. So I think it's a misguided initiative.
Thank you very much for coming in and offering your perspective on this story today.
My pleasure.
Victor Menasch is president of the Ottawa Real Estate Investors Organization, which is a group of 400 real estate investors and landlords in this area.